hopeful.
We're live. It's the Captain's Log. John Renitsky. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good.
That was my hardest part of the whole day, saying the name.
And getting the live stream.
Yeah, well,
work
yes.
Here.
That was.
And, yeah, we want to.
Oh, yeah, let's do that
thing.
Before I drive away. We don't want to drive away and then not have you on there.
I'm going to get it live on my Facebook as well.
So, how was the flight, man?
The flight was fantastic. I was asleep for most of it.
Really?
So that was ideal. Yeah. Is everything all right with the camera?
Everything's good. Now everything's good. That one I probably just ran out of batteries, but that's okay. Because we don't we like to stream live. I have that as a backup.
All right, perfect.
And then we do it, you know, we'll see where we're at. But the flight came in late though, yeah?
Yeah, I mean coming from LA to get to where are we? Basking?
We're in, you're in Bonita Springs, but we're in Naples, Florida.
Naples.
Yeah.
And happy to be in Naples.
Yeah.
I knew I was in Naples. I was testing you.
That was the thing. Yeah, you were just...
I was just checking. But it's a schlep to get from L.A. to here.
There's no direct flights.
Yeah.
So how long did the flight take?
Oh, I don't know. It took all... I left last week.
You hated it?
I left last... No, you know, I didn't mind it. It's all good. I'm used to traveling. It's part of my job here. He's not texting.
I'm sharing your stuff.
Trying to figure out the live stream.
Who doesn't have the Facebook app? That's a phenomenon right there.
I periodically delete the Instagram app just because I like to be less connected.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just for my phone. Just
even in your industry?
Yeah, you know, when I'm promoting a show, I'll post and then I like delete the app because I'm like, I don't want to be wasting time and I don't trust myself to not open it up and then I start going down a rabbit hole like why am I looking up my ex-girlfriend's
fiance, you can do
pictures from 2014. I'm like this is sad, this is the middle of the day and I've been on the toilet for an hour and a half now.
Right. Yeah. It used to be like the YouTube vortex, but I think everyone's like on Instagram now and I'll just start watching and
Facebook's for my mom to accidentally post things on her status. You know.
So what are you looking forward to here in Naples? Because for me, it's the same scenario, but I love when the comics come in, they want to do different stuff.
I want to go to the beach. I want to hang out. It's nice weather here. I want to eat good seafood. And I'm looking forward to the shows.
You want to know a story? Kevin Hart came down with seven of his homies. They stayed in a penthouse on the Marco Island beach at the Marriott and never once went outside.
Really?
Yeah, they never went to the beach.
Unbelievable.
I would go to the beach every day.
He got a penthouse. It's a different thing. I'm at the Hampton Inn, so I'm itching to get out and see the
they played video games all day.
Amazing. Yeah. That's great. If I had a penthouse, you know, who knows? I might I'd probably be out on the beach. I'd be on the beach, but, you know, a mix of the video games as well. If I had all my buddies. He's doing it right, that guy, Kevin Hart.
So tell me about Saturday Night Live. How's that gig?
That gig was wild. You know, that was...
How'd you get it, first of all?
Yeah, well, I was at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival
in Montreal. I love
Montreal.
It. Are you going this year?
New Faces. I'm not going this year. No. Are you going?
I might go this year, yeah. I missed a couple years in a row, but I think I want to get back
this year. It's a wild time.
It's fun.
Yeah, for those watching that don't know, it's the biggest comedy festival in the world.
It is.
And I had done this Dirty Dancing bit for my audition.
Okay.
It's basically where I come out to the Dirty Dancing song. I had the time of my life, and I had imaginary.
Do you like to dance?
I do.
I saw your moves on the. What's the game? Is that the game? Or the screen that you did?
That was just a Donald Glover commercial.
Okay.
Google commercial.
Okay.
That I think is really cool, and so.
And you were doing the moves.
I was stoned one night and just learned all the moves, and then I posted.
Speaking of which, I hung out with Donald Glover at the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Oh my God, that's so cool!
Yeah,
there's nobody more talented, I think.
He was amazing.
Than Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, forget about it.
That was a good time.
Yeah, he's unreal. He's unreal.
He literally did comedy and then grabbed the mic and rapped in the middle of a nightclub.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, he's
the funniest guy.
Literally just started rapping.
And the most talented. Oh, my God.
In the middle of the club.
That's amazing.
I don't think people knew how cool that was at the time.
I sure hope they did.
It was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe four or five years ago. So he was just blowing up.
Like an Academy Award in the next couple of years. Yeah. I'm calling it.
He's amazing.
He'll make a movie or whatever he touches is just immediately. Is immediately gold. But yeah, so anyway, so I did this Dirty Dancing bit where I came out to the Dirty Dancing song and I danced with an imaginary Jennifer Grey. And, you know, I like mime the whole thing up into the lift and then I drop her and she's
was your audition?
This was my audition.
Did they ask for this or this is what you sent
in? No, actually, weirdly enough, it was, this was not my audition for SNL. This was just my audition for, hey, good morning, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
This was just my audition for the festival.
Okay.
It was actually my callback, and it wasn't supposed to be my callback. Oh. I auditioned with the stand-up, and then for my callback, I was like, I'm going to go out there and do this weird mime act, and at least they'll remember me. I probably won't get the book it. Probably won't get new faces because it's so competitive, but at least they'll remember me. And then I did it, and instead of going out there and doing my jokes, I just didn't talk for 5 minutes, and I did this whole thing where I dance with imaginary Jennifer Grey up into the lift, then she... I drop her. She's a goner. I'm trying to revive her. But it's not.
Did you have this whole plan?
It goes on.
Or was this ad lib?
No, I had it all planned. I had it all worked out. And then I did it at Montreal. SNL scouts were there, and they invited me to showcase in LA. And then they invited me to screen test at 30 Rock in front of Lauren and the producers and whatnot. And... then, like a month later, I'm in a parking lot in Minnesota about to perform at a comedy club, and I get a call from Lorne Michaels inviting me to join the cast. So, like, you know, definitely changed my life that moment.
I was there when Amy Schumer got the call for the Amy Schumer show, which is, I mean, it's mind-blowing, right? Like, that these are all life-changing events. Was it a life-changing event for you?
Oh, by a
it was, right?
Shot. It was,
I
the
mean, of
most,
course.
Yeah, the most exciting thing. That still ever happened to me, you know? I've had some exciting calls. I mean, just to finishing this Hulu show with George Clooney in Italy is pretty wild.
Wow.
But that was the first big call. And SNL's like... The dream for me was always the dream. So.
Were you sitting there waiting for it? It just happened, right? It wasn't like approximately.
I had tested for it and was waiting to hear.
But you didn't know when the call was coming. It could have come in 2 weeks or it could have came the next day, right?
Right. Yeah.
And, or they could have called me like, dude, it didn't work.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out. So,
pretty face, but not going to happen.
Yeah, those are long days waiting for that call, waiting to find out if you got Saturday Night Live.
Oof.
And then getting it, I screamed. I just remember running and screaming, yelling at the top of my lungs.
And then the first time that you were on camera live, were you shitting your pants? I mean, to say the least.
You know... it's one of those things, you're kind of shitting your pants after, is how I, it's kind of how I always talk about.
You were like, holy shit, I did it?
I'm like, you just got to be here while it's happening.
Yeah.
I can't zoom out and think about what I'm doing, because if I did, I would be frozen. Like, I'm on SNL, I'm live in front of millions of people,
yeah.
Miley Cyrus is licking my face, this is what happened in my first week.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I can't be thinking about the fact that this is happening.
And
now
do you like
I look
Miley?
Back and I'm like, oh my
like
god,
Miley?
She was so cool.
Yeah,
and
she is. Cool.
Yeah, that was a quite an experience, a way to get initiated into the show.
What brought the lick on? Just the handsomeness? She couldn't.
I wish
resist?
I could take credit for that, but no. The premise of the sketch was like a grease dance, you know, like a 50s kind of.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, like I saw that. I saw that. Yeah,
and. And I'm like, oh, she's the new girl in school. Look how cute she is.
You
know?
I saw that.
And then she's like modern day Miley. So she's like licking the lollipop and rapping about taking Molly. And I'm like, overwhelmed. I don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
And then by the end, she's like, you know, licking my face.
Yeah, you won her over.
Yeah, or she like freaked me out and like, yeah, pulled me in. But yeah, it was a very cool experience. And to be able to like, you know, come up with an idea on Tuesday and then on Saturday, suddenly you're in... costume.
How long did it take you
built?
To run the ideas by everyone?
You know, it's just one night is writing night.
You have a pitch night, right?
Monday night is pitch night. Tuesday night's writing night. You know, and then Wednesday and Thursday. You know, and then you're rehearsing, and then Friday, You're gearing up. By Saturday, it's ready to go, and that's it. And then there's a dress rehearsal, and things are getting cut all the way up until the show. And then even when you're on the, you could have something on the show, but it could get cut for time.
Right.
You know, right before. So it's.
What's the wildest thing someone pitched in the room that they were like, who the hell thought of that?
I can't, honestly, I don't know. I can't think of like a crazy pitch. It was always real funny stuff, but nothing like crazy, I feel like.
What about ones that they turned down that you were like, damn, they didn't freaking want that? That sounds hysterical.
I'm trying to remember.
How many things did you pitch that got freaking turned down?
Oh my God, so many. More often than not, way more often than
really?
Not that I pitch things.
Was it like a pecking order where they're like certain guys always get through?
Well, yeah, there's definitely people who have earned their stripes there. Yeah. And, you know, Kate McKinnon is always going to be, you know, prominent in the show. Keenan has been there 15 years, so he's going to be used a lot. And yeah, there's definitely, and I was the new guy, so I kind of got thrown in the deep end with weights around my ankles a bit.
Right.
And for me, it's like fighting to get airtime.
Yeah,
so
because
you have to write yourself into stuff, because otherwise I'm just the waiter. You know, I'm just like, oh, the president will see you now, and that's it. That's all I'll do the entire show. So, for me, I had to write my own stuff. And then you're doing that you write that Tuesday night, I'm at 6 a.m. on no sleep, I'm writing a character, a new idea, that suddenly Wednesday is at a table read in front of the funniest people in the world, and, you know, whichever movie star is hosting that week, and yeah, a lot of times it doesn't go well, you know, and that's, to bomb at that level, there's nothing quite like that, yeah.
That's, yeah. And even on stage, if you're bombing, the lights, you can't see every person's face the whole time. But maybe in that room might be a little intimidating, huh?
Yeah, it's one thing if you're bombing, you know, at a comedy club, wherever in the country. And it's another thing if you're bombing in front of, you know, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler who are hosting that week or whoever.
Right.
Larry David's there, you know. I had a good week the week Larry David was there, which was nice because he's my comedic icon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I had a couple good weeks and then a lot of misses. And that's the thing. The highs are very high and the lows are very low at that show. And it moves very fast pace at a very fast pace.
I always wonder, what about going back? Like, have you been to any high school or college reunions or anything? And they're like, dude, you're on freaking SNL now.
It was pretty wild. Like, yeah, the whole thing was real. Because I moved out to L.A.
Yeah.
To pursue all of it. And then my first job was back in the East Coast where I grew up. So for me, like, I called all my best friends and I'm like, I'm moving home also because I got SNL.
Yeah.
So actually in the intro of the show, it's me walking down a street in Manhattan with my best friends and my brothers.
Cool.
Yeah, that was in the intro of the show. So yeah, it was very cool. And
so when you were in high school, did you go to college?
I did. I went to USC, so that's what brought me out to LA.
And you studied
theater,
right?
Yeah.
So in high school, were you already into theater?
Always wanted to perform. This was like always the thing.
Did you do high school plays?
I did the musicals. Yeah.
Yeah, I did some. I did
you
not
did?
High school. I did some drama like productions in the town. I did a few.
Oh wow!
But I was not.
You got
some footage of that
we can cut to.
I do have some breakdancing clips.
Let's cut to a clip. Oh my God, breakdancing!
I know,
can
right?
You still do that?
A little bit.
Wow.
I was on a breakdancing show when I was in high
school.
I was in middle school. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a local cable show. It was pretty fun, though.
Oh, my God. I would love to see this.
It was great.
Yeah.
But
baggy sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. The zippers, parachute pants.
Bust-a-move plan, I imagine.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's fantastic. You got to be strong to pull off
those
moves.
You do. What about traveling now with the food? Like, you're from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey.
So the food's the best at Jersey. I always feel like Jersey,
yeah.
Chicago, Boston, New York, right?
All good stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, L.A., they got great food. They got great restaurants other places, but it's a different deal. Like, I'm down with, like, the New York, the Boston, Jersey, like, mom-and-pop place. It's been there, like, 50 years, and they make the best whatever, right?
Yeah, the homies.
When you go out to, like, L.A., the food is like, oh, it has to be really trendy, and, you know, you don't have that background, right?
It's true. It's different. It's a lot of health foods in L.A.,
yeah.
Which is good. I like
eat healthy.
I feel good
sure.
when I'm in LA, because it's like actually hard to eat like shit there, you know? Because
everyone's like, oh my God, yeah, you're not vegan?
Are you vegan? You can't find regular milk there.
It's almond?
It's almond, it's oat, it's hemp.
Yeah.
The milks go on and on.
Really?
You can't keep up with the milks.
What's the favorite?
But now, you know, but then like move? I left yesterday, I've had Dunkin' Donuts 3 times.
Oh, so, I love Dunkin'. We went this morning, right?
We did.
They're not sponsoring the show, by the way. If Dunkin' would like to, you need to call us.
Hashtag Dunkin' Donuts.
So we just left 105.5. We did 2 stations already, Gator Country, right?
Yeah.
That went well with Mel and Scott. We just left 105.5 The Beat with The Freak Show. And yeah. Now we're doing 103.9 at Beasley.
I got another radio?
We get 2 more.
Oh my God, look at this. I thought I was going back to bed.
No, I take you to, it's quick though. It's quick. No, it's all good. 1 hour will be done.
I'm psyched. This is fantastic.
You'll be home in an hour.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I'm running the gamut here. Oh my God.
You had no choice to do the show. Wasn't like you were going to get from Fort Myers back to your hotel without driving with me.
No, I wasn't avoiding it. I was avoiding it. I thought I ordered an Uber. I didn't know how I ended up in this situation.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you didn't know it was going to be so much fun and so many questions.
This is a blast. This is great.
So how do you keep the beard? Do you trim it or do you just let that grow in and shave it?
I trim the beard.
You do?
I trim it. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I'm happiest with facial hair. I don't know how you feel, but don't you feel like you always have to have a little bit of scruff?
I go with the scruff and then I shave. But
I see you shave this.
The reason why I don't shave this is I get a lot of rash. Like sometimes it's just... It's uncomfortable.
I go with the electric trimmer.
Yeah, me too, the trim.
Yeah. And I got one for my face and one for everything else.
One for your nuts.
Yeah. You don't want to use the same one. But sometimes I forget. I don't have them labeled. So it's a luck of the draw.
And do you live with somebody?
I do.
And do you let them know that this is the nuts one on the face one?
She just steers clear of all.
She does.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't say anything. I'd be like, oh, I used that one today. And I just laugh myself.
Yeah, well, I don't think she... Yeah, but she's... You know, she's not using my razor.
No, she's just...
She's got a...
She's just straight Bic.
She's got a fancier situation going on. She's not an animal like me.
I wouldn't do the wax, though. Did you ever do the full wax?
I've never done a full wax. I've thought about it.
Really? I get scared just going
for
up.
The in-between, the area, the landing...
Here's what bothers me with the wax. When I go to the counter and they're like, yeah, what can we do for you today? What kind of wax would you like? And I'm like, my eyebrows. I'm even afraid to say my ears out loud. I'm like, my eyebrows. And then when I get in there, I'm like, oh, can you do my ears and my nose? I don't want to be up at the counter and be like, can you wax my taint? My nuts are very hairy right now.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, boy, but you're not the first person to ask, and you know, it's...
But there's always other people waiting to, like...
You gotta go to a place that, I guess...
I go to a high-end place. It just drives me crazy.
That, like, specializes in waxing of the male privates.
Yeah, in the bung.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be painful, probably not worth it.
How would you know that it's down there, but I'm worried about...
What's that?
How do you know it's their special?
I guess you gotta go on Yelp.
you're gonna Yelp it and see what the reviews on TripAdvisor.
You might be able to, you know, Uber Eats it. Maybe somebody comes to you and gives you a sandwich. It's a package deal.
Yeah. Speaking of Uber, do you use Lyft or Uber all the time? I never use Lyft.
I use Lyft actually.
Really?
There was a thing. I mean, there was a thing back when Trump was with the. With the Muslim ban and Uber, I forget honestly what was happening, but Uber was bad at the time.
Oh, so it was
and
like
I deleted the app, and that was me like making a stance. I deleted Uber and I just used Lyft. I never re-downloaded it.
And is Lyft as accessible as Uber? Like it's just as quick. Like boom, you're there all the time.
It's great. Used it last night. Lyft is everywhere, and it was like
no
5 minutes here. Yeah. Okay. I was surprised. Yeah, the whole...
And the cars. Like, I see sometimes... I think sometimes they're moonlighting with both now, aren't they? They can ride in Lyft and Uber at the same time.
Oh, yeah, they're working on it.
They are, right?
Every Lyft driver is also an Uber driver.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
all right.
Riding a lot. Yeah, who is Patty? Hi, Patty.
Patty, what's happening?
And Anthony's watching now.
I think when we had a little technical difficulty, you know how it tells people you're live? Yeah. I don't think it's telling people because we didn't get a big number, but after it plays, it'll play huge. It'll be on the podcast, yeah. on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Just right now.
YouTube, Facebook.
Are you just trying to make me feel better that there's two people watching
I think
this?
So. I think that's what my plan is. I'm trying to kind of gear you up for a big punch.
If this is any indication
we're gonna
of
have,
my
I'm
ticket
shooting
sales.
For 10,000 views by the time Sunday morning rolls around.
I like that. Okay.
That'll happen. That's
perfect.
Our
just in time for me to leave town.
Yeah, but at least they'll know. Like, during that time, they'll be building up.
Yeah.
Guys, this is the Captain's Log. Don't forget, you got to see John all weekend at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Man, I appreciate the talk.
I appreciate
that
it.
That was fun. I learned a lot of stuff today. It was
I
interesting.
I feel this is great. I know about the trimmers thing.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
Waxing.
I think we did good.
Mainly about kind of hygiene and
we
upkeep
got along,
and grooming.
Yeah, we got a lot accomplished.
I didn't expect it to be so focused on
we're out, guys.